Movie night. Welcome to this very special episode of Getting Steamy with John Panini. I, of course, am your host, John Panini, along with my good friends...
Herb Hancock.
Herb Hancock.
Canadian hot dog.
Just kidding, it's Reuben Sandwich.
Reuben Sandwich. So, our fans have been clamoring, absolutely clamoring for us to come back because, as you know, it's been a while. Since we've been back on the air, so... We've been back, we've been doing all sorts of different things, and we're back just in time for coverage of this presidential election. But we will not, of course, get into that today. But we do have a special episode ahead of you, as we've told you at the very beginning. So it is about a movie night in the Canadian hot dog. Go ahead and take it away, please.
Okay, everybody, this is movie night. I encourage everyone to rent Saw 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the American version, of course,
mm-hmm.
because none of us have ever seen it. And it's really amazing because we love movies.
So what year did Saw come to Canada?
It was about 2006.
Oh, okay, so a couple years behind.
Yes.
All right, so Saw 2006. Now, we were all at a different points in our life back then. I know I was in rehab back then. I don't know, what were you guys doing in 2006?
I was still being a garbage man.
Garbage man, all right. Reuben?
Well, according to a Chinese legend, the saw was invented by Lu Ban.
Lu Ban? Lu Ban invented saws, if you ask me.
Right on.
Well, as you know, we've been doing all sorts of things, so it's been a while since we've been on the air.
Been a while.
It certainly has. And, we just got back. We just returned from a recent European tour of specifically an Eastern European tour of Bosnia and all sorts of shit like that. They really didn't like us over there, so they can go ahead and fuck themselves.
The cheap countries.
The cheap countries, and cheap in more ways than one.
Yes.
Rickety dickety duck, suck on John Panini's cock. Oh!
Oh!
So, we were in all sorts of those European countries, and despite our tour selling out, we made about $12, and this isn't a rehash for our fans of the good old days of $1 million in debt. We did make a little profit, but it was about 36 euros, if you do the math. But, sold that European tour, we mostly sold that European hostels, especially in Bosnia, like I mentioned earlier, and, we really didn't have any new material. We were very underprepared, but they did like us quite a bit, but we, you know, frankly didn't like them. We didn't give a fuck.
Yes. There was some very good fan art that they gave us.
They did, which we're
going to share that on our, what is it, the page?
Our Facebook page.
Facebook page.
We're a little...
Who knows about the Facebook page?
All of our hardcore fans, I'll tell you that. We, you know, we're a little too old for Instagram or... Snapchat or Snap Snatch or any of that stuff. Periscope. Exactly. All that stuff. Para asshole. All those things we're a little too old for.
Tinder.
But we do have a Tinder page, actually. We do have a Getting Steamy with
John Panini.
With all three of us.
With three Paninis.
So if you meet up with us on the Steamy Tinder page, it's kind of like roulette. You could get some of the bush.
Three hot sandwiches.
You can get all three of us, and you can just kind of get fucked, if you know what I mean.
Three hot dogs.
Exactly, and you know who doesn't fantasize about three comedy food legends triple teaming them?
John.
Yes.
Did you know that Saw 2004 started out as a short film?
I did not.
James Wan and Leigh Whannell wrote the story in 2001. And made a short film about just one scene, a shop around Hollywood.
James Wan, you said?
James
Wan?
Exactly.
I said James Wan to be making a feature length out of a short film.
Anyways, it caught the eye of a small studio, Evolution Entertainment, who picked it up and later formed in a Twisted Pictures horror division after the movie's commercial success.
No way.
I was wondering, Twisted Films, I wonder if he was related to Dee Snider of Twisted Sister.
He could be.
He could be.
I doubt it.
But, you know, our fans, go ahead and write into gettingsteamypodcast@gmail.com. Yes, that is the official podcast email address. Or write in on our Facebook page under Getting Steamy with John Panini.
Yes.
We have a recent logo. We're going to get some stickers made. We had fans send in photos with tattoos of our new logo. Apparently an older band had the similar logo, but, you know, they were kind of DIY, so we're DIYL, do-it-yourself litigation, and we're going to be litigating against those fuckers. So
exactly.
Stay tuned, and you'll hear new news soon.
And please stay tuned, because these things are going to be out shortly. You don't need to keep emailing us about it. They're going to happen. And then please visit our Facebook page, because that's our only real mean of communication to you people.
It really is. We said to check the email, but frankly, we've all forgotten the password and can't access that anymore.
And yes. We're over 3,000 people.
Yeah, over 3,000 people there, and we also have
300,000,
close to 803,000 downloads on our page. So go ahead and leave us a 5-star text review.
300,000,
and it's been, you know, it's like we said, it's been a while.
Been a while
since we've had any of our views. So go ahead and review those. But Ruben, I know you're itching to get something off your chest.
Oh, I wasn't.
Well, you know, like they say, there's nothing like the chemistry. I'm getting to you with John Panini. So what I'd like to do is, before we get into any further into this movie time episode, movie night episode, I recently reviewed a film, so I feel like we should be getting into a Panini on the Aisle. Saws. So could one of you guys go ahead and introduce Panini on the Aisle?
Yes, I will.
Hand saws have been around for thousands of years, John.
Thank you for that trivia.
Now, introducing Panini on the Aisle.
Panini on the Aisle. On the Aisle.
Thank you, and welcome to a new segment of Panini on the Aisle. So recently, I saw a film that's currently in theaters. It's called Suicide Squad. Have you folks heard of it?
No.
Have you heard about Ruben?
Heard about what?
Suicide Squad?
Oh, yeah. So that was the guys I hired to come clean up my septic tank.
Oh, what's the latest of that? It's been a while since we heard about that.
Been a while!
Well, one guy died because he fell in.
Survival of the fittest, I'll say. Survival of the shittest, I'll say. But seriously, our deepest, sincerest apologies to his family.
And to everyone you lost.
It was a shitty job.
But someone's got to do it.
Exactly.
Okay, so we heard about the septic tank, that's good. But recently, I saw Suicide Squad. Now, what I read, I went on Rotten Tomatoes, which apparently is a different site than Rotten Tomatoes. And what I saw was that this was a film about all about autoerotic asphyxiation. And I was pretty excited to see it, because I've heard a lot about it. I heard there was a link between Kill Bill, which is one of my favorite movies, and this. And it turned out there were no men trying to jerk it while hanging from a noose, which, by the way, happy second anniversary to Robin Williams on his death. But we heard about that, and there were none of that. But it was just a lot of shitty dialogue, no food jokes like I heard, and frankly, it did make me want to commit suicide. So thank you, DC Comics, for producing Suicide Squad.
And Will Smith.
Yes.
If you ask me, it really peaked the Big Willie style.
And I'm really sorry about your dad. Mr. Robin Williams.
Thank you. You know, he liked making people laugh. He liked having a big clown nose. And when he jerked himself off as he was hanging from that noose, he was wearing that Patch Adams nose. So I know he went out doing what he loved.
Did you say he went out with a bang?
Jerking off. Yeah. So this has been
a great night.
And
Panini on the Aisle.
So welcome.
welcome back. And now it's time for Sports Talk, the Canadian hot dog, who has frankly been itching for to get some Sports Talk off his chest. So here it is, Sports Talk with the Canadian hot dog. If you can bear it, it's time for another theme song.
And I'll say yes.
Yes.
Okay, welcome everybody. My name is the Canadian Hot Dog.
Indeed.
And I am a garbage man and also a sports enthusiast. Lately, we've had a pineapple ring testicle. Terrence Schibble has got second place. Next, we have a honeydew bowling tournament.
We got first place.
Bort Burdenson, he's a sticky champion. Who knows who's going to win first on that one. Next, we got football E-squared, which is math playoffs.
Mm.
Last name's Ryan and Myra. They're in the ultimate fighting championship at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And Myra's the new favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back to you, John.
Welcome back. So, Canadian hot dog, I know you're itching for something to say.
Yes. Did you know pig guts made the perfect substitute for human insides?
Hmm.
Sure, James Wan would have had a studio create some realistic innards.
He wanted to do some innards.
Was already on a tight budget, and stopping at the local butcher shop was much easier. Pig intestines were used for the scene when Amanda stabs her cellmate, and is too dig to dip through her guts to find the key to reverse a bear trap.
Sounds like she's also gone through puberty.
I think they took
the description as well.
Absolutely.
That's a clip from Huckleberry Finn.
Oh. No, this is actually supposed to be from Saw 2004, the movie we've never seen.
Huckleberry Finn was older.
So speaking of Huck Finn, do you remember our classic Huck Finn bit? I was thinking about this the other day when I was cruising down the Mississippi River. Do you remember that, Ruben?
Yes. Yes, no. I do, John.
John, are you sure you want to tell the story on air?
I kind of do, because it is a classic bit, and this is all alleged, just to preface this, in case there are any Alec Baldwin associates listening to this. Why? Excuse me. Why?
Would, in the legendary novel and film, Huckleberry Finn, would Huck Finn's friend Jim not let him look into the house while it's floating down the river?
Why?
Why is that?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because he didn't want him to see Alec Baldwin
allegedly
sexually assaulting a moose.
Oh, but that's Baldwin's life. Even if you're driving, getting to see me the John Panini has the official position that you should clap while driving. So that was a classic bit. And if you didn't laugh, go fuck yourself. But right now, Ruben has another thing to get off his chest, which is something about some sort of leg wrestling. So go ahead and get us caught up, Ruben.
So we were, while we were in Europe, got involved in some heavy stuff. And
some heavy smut?
Not drugs, because I know you guys are a bunch of drug addicts thinking about this.
Mm-hmm. Our fans, no, that's not the show. Fuck
fans.
You guys, you didn't leave enough reviews.
The fans, not the host.
Fans can go fuck yourself.
Got involved in some back alley Indian leg wrestling that was high stakes stuff. And we're playing for kidneys down behind this liquor store. And luckily...
What was her name?
Yeah.
You said you licked her.
Who was the lick?
Oh.
Who did you lick?
Pat, so it's unisex.
What's that? Lick
Pat, sir.
It's Pat. Carry on.
Fortunately, I won, but the unfortunate part was I had to perform the surgery to remove the kidneys, which I've never done before.
You've done it
didn't
before.
Didn't even know what a kidney looked like in real life.
God, the
not
bean?
Sober, at least.
Thought it was like a kidney bean, but there wasn't any of those in there. Dug around for a couple hours.
Cut through a few wires.
Cut a few wires.
Did you know that the limited time and money didn't stop the movie, a.k.a. Saw 2004.
Is this the
from hitting
2003 sequel to Saw?
The movie was originally intended to be straight-to-video release, which is why it had a budget of barely $1 million. James Wan shot the film in just 18 days.
Tell you what, James Wan
should
have at least a month
film,
to shoot this film.
A few screenings and adjusted positive response from audiences Lionsgate decided it would make a good feature film a rollout for Halloween. The gamble paid off. Saw pulled in $18 million during its first weekend at the box office and had secured a sequel by the following Monday.
Mm.
You know what they should have done? Not made the movie and saved everybody about 2 hours of their lives.
So I really
don't know. We've never seen the movie, right? We mutually agreed we've never watched this movie before.
I've never watched the movie before.
I know.
Well, that was a backstory we all agreed upon. I met James Wan backstage when we were doing this European tour, and he told me he really wanted us to see this film.
Yes.
That's for all you pun fans out there. Now, that was a very funny joke.
Yes, and this is a good time to just stop and say, fans, we really want you to watch Saw 2004
mm-hmm.
right after this movie podcast.
I feel like the movie's not called Saw 2004.
It's called Saw.
If I remember, I looked it up earlier, and it was the 2003rd sequel to Saw.
Yes.
So it was Saw 2004. They really just did not get creative with the titles after this.
Yes.
But I will say that we are waiting for a phone call from the Lox Fox, because he's supposed to be joining us anytime. Have you guys heard from him?
No. But he's supposed to join the movie night.
He's supposed to, but he also said he was catching up with the Nate Non from NASA. I don't know what that's all about.
Me neither.
Foreshadowing. And he also was gonna hang out with us later, but he said he wanna meet up with James Wan first and see if the movie was worth seeing after James Wan edited it.
Hey, speaking of James Wan.
Yeah?
Hey, the movie was limited and then filmed inside a warehouse because it was cheap.
Was that before they went out of business? His warehouse isn't
I think it was
while.
Before.
Okay.
James Wan had to make his budget stretch and couldn't afford to shoot in exterior shots. He was forced to film the entire movie inside.
Mm.
Wan and the co-writer Leigh Manuel is confident they can make a low-budget horror movie and watch The Blair Witch Project and Pi.
How many horror
movies? Exploring different single room locations and shooting for the movie.
Mm.
Before deciding to have Adam and Lawrence locked up in the bathroom, Juan and Wanel considered having two characters trapped in an elevator and shooting the movie through a security camera point of view.
Mm. Now, I can't help thinking while I'm wondering that, since it was shot in a warehouse, it was before they went into business, that there were all those Santana posters, because I saw a really, really great t-shirt recently. It said, I'd rather be listening to 1999's summer hit Smooth by Carlos Santana featuring Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20. Multi-Grammy award-winning hit from the album Supernatural. So I thought that was just a catchy slogan that was second to none. And I can't help but wonder if they had those posters hanging up around the rooms.
I'm sure the posters were up.
So
because that was a hell of a song.
It's a hell of a song. And you know, it is a hot one. So if your fans are out there hanging out listening to this, I suggest you listen to that song. And also, when you watch Saw 2004, I suggest you look up, you look for those Easter eggs and look for those goddamn posters. Because I heard Carlos Santana is going to Santana your cock when you listen to this. So it's supposed to be a pretty good time.
Exactly. If you know the film received a NC-17 rating because of its lighting and sound, there were a few gory scenes
that was
rattled MPAA's nerves. Amanda's intestines digging in the fat guy struggling through the barbed wire had to be shortened, but the main issue was the movie's tone. The original film was the show at Sundance Film Festival had a creepier for lesser lighting and was an even sound that didn't sit right with the MPAA film board.
Mm. What do you think MPAA stands for? Major Pussy Association of America. What do you guys think?
My private audience.
Absolutely.
Ambiguously.
Rima, what do you think it stands for?
Paul Bunyan was a great American lumberjack.
Okay, so spelling wasn't your strongest point, but I really encourage our fans to listen to Saw 2004. So,
but yeah, we're very excited about the film.
Right now, we're about 20 minutes in, and the anticipation is just making us tingle, you know.
Fill up my balls.
Fill in the ball sack.
Where's the fox? He's supposed to join us for film night.
I heard he's going to be calling in anytime soon. And wait, is that a phone call coming through? No, it's not. It's a false alarm.
Oh.
But here we go. Is there another trivia fact, Canadian hot dog?
There is. There's no time for rehearsals. Because...
Clearly, if you listen to the show, this is our 11th, our full 11th episode.
This is all about Saw, because we're very excited about movie night. None of us have seen this film, and it's been critically acclaimed and very excited about. And so we're very excited about Saw.
Absolutely.
Anyways, there's no time for rehearsals.
Not at all.
Because Juan had a limited budget and little time. There's basically zero room for the actors to rehearse their scenes.
Zero, one, on two, three.
Or with each other. Which lent itself to win the film's gritty and ragged feel. Juan told the AV Club that he wanted to do an Alfred Hitchcock style film. Was nearly impossible because of the time constraints. Danny Glover and Sean Z. Smith complained that their film was a single day filming.
Danny Glover in this film?
Danny Glover's in the film.
For a little gloves?
Apparently so.
Yeah, it's really good in the name.
He has the green gloves.
He does indeed.
Part of the Green Party.
He is. He's also a communist.
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing, especially if you're a...
Canadian.
Into Canadian food, poutine, or, you know, just good comedy. There's a lot of good fascist comedians that we're huge fans of here. Good to see me with John Panini. So we're still waiting for that phone call from the Lux Fox. So let's hang on for 1 second.
Hello.
Hey, Foxy.
Yeah. Who's this?
This is a fox.
Hello, Lux Fox. When are you coming up? We've been waiting for you for a while.
Hey, I'm not sure if I'm coming over. What are you guys watching?
We're about to start watching Saw 2004.
Yeah, I've already seen it. Hey, anyways, hey, I just want to tell you guys, the guy on the floor.
Guy on the floor?
What the?
What does that mean?
Fox, what are you talking about?